I'm Kurt Anderson, and joining me a few days ago here in the studio was Jana Levin, who's an astrophysicist at Columbia University. Like most of her peers and colleagues, she is awaiting the first data to come out of the collider with some excitement.
It's really a big hope that we'll discover the linchpin to one of the most curious problems about the standard model of particle physics. And by the standard model, I really mean the stuff that we know almost everything about it. So we know about electricity and magnetism, and that's one kind of force in the standard model. And we know about the weak force, which dictates how certain particles behave, and the strong force, how certain particles behave. And it would be nice to imagine a unified model that unified all three of these together. We could start to see how the universe looked in its first fraction of a second after its creation when the energy in the universe was so high. And this could give us a lot of information about things like dark energy and dark matter, which we see observationally the effects of these mysterious components in the universe.
Which makes up most of the universe.
It makes up most of the universe. 95% of the content of the universe in forms of matter and energy that we can't identify here on Earth. And we don't know exactly how to find it, frankly. We don't know exactly where it's going to be in terms of its own mass and energy, exactly which collisions are going to create it. So, you know, if I knock two billiard balls together and one of them disappears, you know, that's a pretty big signal.
And why should anybody but physicists care?
It's kind of like asking, why should anyone but Copernicus care if we're, you know, at the center of the solar system? I mean, it'll change.
Yeah, but that I get.
Well, you know, if we find out that there is this kind of a unification, what we're really saying is that everything in the universe is traceable to one physical phenomena. All the particles in your body, all the particles in my body, all the particles on the other side of the galaxy, and all of their interactions are unified into one simple kind of mathematical structure.
Which has an intuitive and almost mystical, quasi-religious beauty.
Absolutely. These things sound incredibly technical and difficult, and they are. They really are. But at the end of the day, there's always some very profound notion that sort of, I think, hits us all in some way that we can all understand.
And string theory being the sort of idea of a unified theory at huge dimension and
right.
tiny dimension, all of it.
Yes, we think we live in three spatial dimensions and one time dimension. String theory suggests that that's not quite right, that actually there are an additional number of spatial dimensions that somehow we can't perceive at the low energies that we're used to moving around in. And if we go to very, very high energies, we might start to probe these extra dimensions. If you imagine space-time being like fabric around a drum, and these extra dimensions are kind of wrapped up tight, and it takes a lot of energy to start to move around in them. When we get to these high energies, we might start to see oscillations in these extra dimensions, excitations that leak off into these extra dimensions
of a kind we've never observed.
Absolutely. Something we've seen nothing remotely closely, but we really need a controlled experiment to get closer.
Jan 11. In a minute, the Large Hadron Collider goes haywire in a new short story by the novelist Lydia Millett.
When there was a first level alert in the chamber, they said, "Fido's barking." When it was second level, they said, "Dog bite, dog bite." What you never wanted to see was a fifth. You wouldn't see it for long.
That is just ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.